Sure.
Hey guys, I'm so too by Pierce. We can be here down loving into the hockey boy. Morning, how are we all? All right? Good boy. Okay, would you be here down loving the stairs?
John, very busy. Sean, your daddy gave us a £20 voucher for Filoni's pizza. Great, or what? Do you think you could beat me in a race? Let's put that down. You beat me in a race, I'll give you £1.
A pound?
He gives me big hugs, don't you? Thank you. Okay, all right. Thank you. Give me five, that's it. I love five.
How are you this morning? How's the stomach? All good? Good, lad. Have a good day.
See you later.
After all, you have children and you want to look after them, you want to keep a home. Why destroy it all? And it is fear that causes it all, and I know that both sides are afraid. Protestants imagine that the Catholics are going to take them over, and Catholics, well, know that the Protestants are trying to get rid of them.
If you have a look at this board, this is your area. And it's like a scene there from the Middle East. You probably hear, you see documentaries about the Middle East, about Syria. But see, the thing is, see this street here on this photograph? This street was called Hooker Street. It was actually, as you walk out the front gates of the school now presently, in the late 60s, in the 70s. So put your hands up. Who lives in them streets now here presently? As I say, this here is your own area. But you see the likes of your grandparents who come through this? You should be very, very proud of them.
Whenever my great-granda did never let my granny go outside because of how dangerous it was.
Right.
But once she sneaked outside on her bike and she got shot by an IRA man.
Right.
But, because, like, the IRA man already shot the policeman.
Right.
And a bullet went in her back. And, like, we can't get it out still to this day.
I know, in Farrington Gardens, that was all burnt out and Catholics moved into it.
That's Farrington Gardens there. And that there would have been here the scene as well. And what had happened was this. Far down here was a mixed area. It would have been maybe here 95% here Catholic. But the 5% here Protestants here that lived in our community were part of our community. They should have remained part of our community. And unfortunately, rather than leave the homes here for Catholics to move in within that area, Loyalists who actually moved them out set fire to their homes. Them buses was put up for protection. And see, unfortunately, we're into the year 2020 and them burnt out buses have been replaced with brick walls and corrugated iron. And they're called interfaces, as you know here presently.
How many of you are aware that we still have peace walls? How many were not aware of that? How many were not aware that these peace walls exist, separating two communities, the Catholics and the Protestants?
It's ridiculous that the people are still fighting over Protestants and Catholics. Why don't they just make peace? It's just,
yeah,
they're all part of one family.
I don't agree with Colm that, like, it still does go on, but it's not as bad as years ago when, like, Catholic and Protestants were fighting.
Catholics and Protestants are two different people. Catholics pray themselves Irish and Protestants say they're British.
Okay.
Two different countries and two different languages.
So are you saying then that the politics and the religion and the culture sort of separates and that they're not one people?
Yeah.
Like, we're all part of one family, and I guarantee that everybody in this class has, like, an auntie or uncle or anything related to them that's a Protestant.
Right.
And it's just going on again, and they're just stupid, they're just ignorant, because that's happened like 50 years ago, and it just doesn't matter anyways. We all bleed the same colour, so it's sweet.
We're all the same.
Yeah.
Was sitting watching the TV this morning down in Breakfast Club.
Okay.
And Connor just came behind him and took the chair from behind him. For no reason whatsoever.
Connor did. Connor,
yep.
Why would you do that? Talk to me, Connor.
Sir, can I go down to the P1s and P2s or do you need me to stay here?
No, it's fine.
Is that okay?
Connor, can you take a seat outside, please? And I'll speak to you in a minute.
Hello, my name is Kevin McGregor, we're going to go to the primary school.
Right. What's going on? Stan, take this down, let me talk to you. Come on. What's wrong? What's going on this morning? Sit up. Come on. What happened?
I was going to get my stuff on, and after he came down and took my car, and I did that on him.
Right, okay. Tell me this, was this impulsive? Was this something that you didn't think you were going to do? You just did it for a laugh?
No.
No? Why would it?
Because he took my chair.
Because he took your chair? So he took your chair, so you took his chair?
No, I took the chair that I was sitting on.
Right.
She was sitting on.
Okay. So what do we say about controlling emotions? The idea is that you have the right strategies in place to control these emotions. Because you're moving on to the big screen next, and I need you to be able to control those emotions, because I don't want you getting in bother when you leave here. Now, you use the F word, is that right? Okay, slip out. Yes. So these are two things that we're going to have to address. How are we going to address those? The idea is that we're going to see Donna, make the apology, okay? You're going to come down to the philosophy board at break time. And you're now going to have a discussion about what happened, what should you do now, and how can we move on from it, okay?
Sure.
Good man. Now, I don't want you to go in into class and being upset, right? This is dealt with. Now we move on. So the rest of the day is a good day. Is that all right? Good man. Very well. Ready?
Yeah.
What's that?
Triangle.
Right, what is it? What do you see?
A pointy bit.
A pointy bit. Okay, well, Pierce, what do you see?
A shark.
Right?
A shark.
A shark. Okay. He sees a shark. Big mouth. Yes, what do you see?
An arrow.
You see an arrow. He sees a shark. You see a triangle. Mason, what do you see?
Lanes.
You just see lanes. Mm. Okay, well, let's see if we can change it up. What do you see now? Marty.
An M.
An M. What do you see?
M.
Does anybody see anything other than an M? Anything different?
I see a mountain.
A mountain? Mm-hmm. So you see a mountain, he sees a pointy bit in the M, he sees an M. So tell me this. Who definitely says it's a mountain? Put your thumb up if you say definitely a mountain. But put your thumb down if you think it's definitely not a mountain. And then your hand like this if you think, I'm not really sure. Okay, well, let's see if I can change your thinking. You ready? Ta-da!
A slide.
A slide. A
spider.
A spider. Well, let me see if I can change your thinking again. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Give me a countdown then. Three, two, one.
Ta-da!
So, thumbs up if it's definitely a bake. Everybody has their thumbs up for a bake.
So, did you notice how everybody had different thinking on what was drawn on the board? That's what philosophy is all about. Philosophy is all about that different thinking and listening to other boys' different thinking. And that could change your thinking. So don't think I'm always right. Okay, boys?
Yeah.
Cargalore?
Cargalore.
Cargalore.
Bye.
Bye. So we took a chair off him and near hit.
It's
head. It's head. So that's what happened?
Yes.
Tell Miss he took my chair. So that's what should have happened?
Yep.
All right, good man. What should you do now is our next one, isn't it? Go.
Say no.
Say sorry to why? Okay. And also sorry to Donna.
Miss.
Yeah. And also sorry.
Is that supposed to help?
Yeah. It's one L.
D-O-M-M-N-N-A.
And would that be a small D or a capital D, do you reckon? Did they see the remorse in you whenever you said, listen, got that wrong, I'm sorry?
Yes, sir.
They did. Okay, well, I'm delighted with that. Now, I think we're ready to look at the philosophical question because the what is X question is here, or life is whatever.
Hard.
Being happy. Life is hard.
Yes, life is hard, yeah. Bell's gone. I'm happy that you've come to the board and I'm happy that you've answered the questions and that your actions this morning were very good and you're remorseful for what you said and for your actions. Let's not have it again, eh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I'm trying to do is bring philosophy from this hall, kicking through those doors, out through those big blue gates, and booting your front door down, going into your living room. I'm going to be giving you things to talk about, and I'm going to be showing you how to question your children. The children are going to have a challenge of the week. So it's a challenge not just for the kids, but it's for you as well. Shock, horror, you're going to talk with your child. I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to show you how to do it. It's in the book. I'm going to show you how to question, how to get the best out of the children, and how you will become a better questioner. When you go back into work, you're going to say, I'm going to use that. Oh, I'm going to use this. And it will work for you, believe me. Try not to give your own opinion until the end of the discussion. That's so important. Because see, if you give your opinion, guess what? He's going to follow it. Falsify the question. Heraclitus said, everything changes. And he used that story of can you step in the same river twice. So what he's saying is you can't because it's different water. You disturb the riverbed, there'll be different fish. So you can't step in the same river twice because everything changes. So we want our children to falsify that statement. Well, I have had two of the best answers I've ever heard coming from the two P7s. One said, sir, your DNA doesn't change. And I went, whoa, that is fantastic. And then another kid said, well, sir, past doesn't change. Heraclitus said it all, everything changes. No one ever falsified it until you come to Holy Cross Boys and 2P7 Boys, do you? And that's the beauty of philosophy. Some of the things you hear are amazing. There's this Stoic called Seneca. He came up with 10 ways we can control anger. Now, I want to see, can you boys match what Seneca talks about in How to Control Anger? I will be delighted if we can. One way you control anger.
When you put your hand on your heart and then you breathe in and out.
Ah, control your breathing with hand on heart. Thank you for that. That's one way of doing it.
Meditating.
Meditate. Okay, yes.
Listen to your favorite music and concentrate on the words instead of the reality.
Listen to your favorite music. Ah, I listen to a lot of Elvis to de-stress, you're right. So what music would you listen to?
Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk and Count on Me.
Okay, thank you very much. I love Bruno Mars. Dylan, what do you do?
So say when I am like really angry and I just want to scream.
Yes.
Yeah, I like go under my bed because if I just scream so loud, my mummy's gonna hear and then I'm gonna get into even more trouble.
Right.
So I just go up to my room, I put my head against the pillow and then I scream into the pillow and let all my anger out.
Good strategy. Scream into the pillow. I don't think Seneca's gonna have that one.
Because no one had pillows back then.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Tell you what, boys. Seneca is going to be proud of this class. Okay, hands down. Let's see what we got. 10 ways we can control our anger according to Seneca. It says here, just wait. Removing yourself from a situation and deal with it. Do we have that there? Yes, we certainly do. Or we say, went into your room and you screamed into the pillow, or you just relax, you lay down and do nothing. So we've got that one. Just wait, okay? Next one. Use art and music to calm the mind. Do we have that? Yes, we certainly do. Look at that. We have that as well. Ah, we didn't have this one. This is a good one. See yourself as the other person. Putting yourself in that person's shoes so that you can see from a different angle. Use self-deprecating humour. What that means basically is that humour can diffuse, it can make you laugh. You know, if there's anger, you can crack a joke or something and that would take away the anger.
Or you can laugh at your anger.
Yeah, you can laugh at your anger.
See my hand technique I showed you the last time?
Yes.
That also can help as well.
Ah.
So get you all relaxed as well.
Show me the hand technique again. Ah. Shh. Want everybody to try Ethan's hand technique. Okay, hold your left hand up, please, and trace round with your right hand. Look, with this hand. Yeah, that is quite soothing. Thank you. Maybe something that I'll try. It does tickle. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Are you all right to come just for me? You and I'll have a chat, Mum. That's so unsafe. Right, I can see that you're annoyed and I'm really glad that you settled down. By the time Mrs. Reilly got up those stairs, you were all settled, so that's really good, boy. And that was a quick way to bring yourself down. Do you want to talk to me about how you're feeling and what's going on? Okay, you tell me. I'll let you tell me.
It's just really annoying me that I don't have my friends. I don't like going into school because the work's too hard.
Now, you see, when you say those words, Alfie, okay, I can see you're upset. And I see when you're upset and you talk to us and tell us what's going on,
we can try to help you, okay? Nothing is worth thinking and saying things like that, okay? There's lots of things that we can do in school to help you, and there's lots of things that you do brilliantly, and there's lots of times when I know that you're really happy in school. I can see you're annoyed now, and I can see you're upset now, and what we can try to do is work out what's going on that we can help you with. What do you think? Could we try to work that out? Okay? Because I don't like you being sad, and I don't like you feeling like this. So have you been bottling things up a wee bit?
I was trying to keep it in my head and just not think, but today I was just like, well, I can't hold it anymore and just tried to.
Have you spoken to Mummy?
Yes, I told her last night. She said she was going to tell Mr. McAreevy, but she never, she must have forgot to.
Okay, well, so you've been feeling really sad and you've been feeling a wee bit lonely, you're saying, yeah, with friends.
But what? I don't have anything.
What should we have? Okay.
The reason, like that sad is because I don't like being diagnosed with diabetes. The doctor said I have to cut down on food, and I don't like cutting down.
You don't like food. Because you're a bit like Mrs. Ray. We like our food, don't we? What's your favourite?
If I'm getting a pizza, probably Domino's.
Domino's pizza, that's your favourite?
Yeah, but if we're going to Hudson's, I really like their ice cream because you get to put Smarties and all on it.
Men. You all right, Jimmy? Yeah, yeah, great. Yeah, we're having a good wee chat. He's making me hungry. He's talking to me about food too much here.
I'm going to get him off the break.
Yeah, is that all right? After, yeah, you go and have your break. All right, Tony, go and have a break. All right. Thanks, don't mind that.
Head on.
How can you get this special treatment? Why do you think Tony is in check in there? Why do you think he called in?
Because he's worried.
He's worried about you and he cares about you. And you're very lucky that you have Tony there to look out for you. Aren't you? So what's Alfie upset about? So number one, what would you think?
Everything.
What's the biggest thing? What's the thing annoying you?
Diabetes.
Diabetes, okay. Let's write that down.
D-A-D-I-A.
Are you impressed with my spelling? Yeah.
Challenge of the week. Picture your favourite place and go there in your mind to feel good again. Well, my happy place is a place called Greystones. Elvis Presley's house. It's a beautiful place. So in my mind's eye, I get stressed, I go there. And I remain there for maybe 20, 30 seconds. And then all of a sudden I start feeling good again. Now what I want you to do is I want you to think of your favourite place. And in 10 seconds you're going to go there, you're going to close your eyes, you're going to see does it work for you the way it works for me. Okay, I want you to think of your favourite place. You ready? Favourite place, close your eyes and go there now. See it in your eye. See it in your mind. Concentrate on your favourite place. No one else in the room, just you and your favourite place. Okay, open your eyes. Would some of you like to share with me where you just went to? Alfie, where'd you go?
I went to Spain once on my holidays and there was water sleds and all.
My imagination was space.
Space?
I went to Portugal in a hotel and there and swam in my pool at the backyard.
Where'd you go?
McDonald's.
McDonald's? Put a smile on your face. Put a smile on everybody else's face. So can you see why it's a nice challenge? Because once you practice it, it'll become a part of you. Whenever you feel stressed, you'll know, close my eyes and go to that place. Take yourself away from the situation. What I want for this mural is for people to stop and look at it and go, yes, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can see what they're doing there. A school full of children who are thinking about thinking. And that's why I want this mural to be reflective of that. When you see those other murals up here, you wonder, what's the mentality?
Yeah, well, that's all. It's all about sort of intimidation and, you know, we're still in control and we haven't won away and, you know.
Yeah.
You still have us to face if you don't toe the line type of thing.
Aristotle said there are three functions of the mind. You remember this? Okay, the three functions of the mind are the past, to which it remembers, the present, to which it attends to, and the future, to which it expects.
There are a lot of people who can't remove themselves from the past, and they have that baggage, and we've talked about, you know, how we need to respect differences.
The loyalists gathered to block the route to the front door of Holy Cross Girls Primary School. Police and soldiers moved them back. The Catholics began to walk to school, some children already terrified. Missiles began to fly from the Protestant side.
I ran for my life there. I had one policeman who held on to me, and I ran for my life with my daughter.
What happened here was all the more shocking because of the presence of the children. They're supposed to be the inheritors of the peace process. But how many young lives here are scarred already?
We're 2 minutes in.
How many boys are shocked by what they saw?
And my mummy tells me about it, what happened, you know.
So what does your mummy say happened, Paul?
The Protestants just annoying us.
It's just scary. My mummy has anxiety, and like really bad anxiety, and she said she was like scared to go to school and all, but she had to.
And there was like a documentary like covering like what happened to her. My sister was on it because she was only about like 9 when it happened, and she went to Holy Cross Girls.
Cool.
It can be disgusting for like people to do something like that in like the year that it's in, for 2001. That's not long ago. We should all just be normal and do like feel free. And I know people would disagree with me, but that's what I think.
There's 3 words: stop fighting, peace.
Stop
fighting, and then you have peace.
Stop fighting and peace. Stop fighting and peace. Kind of philosophy here from Colin, who says stop fighting in peace. That's the thought I'm leaving you with. Exit. Cut her off, play, please. Connery, go and play. Go and stay away from me. All right?
All right, come on.
Huh? No, well, now that'll not happen, son, all right?
Connor got me in an arm lock and I couldn't breathe. He thought I slapped him, but I didn't slap him. And he started putting his head into me, like into my chest.
Did you lose your temper?
No, I lost my temper. No, he lost his temper because he slapped me first because everybody was chanting, go on, Connor, go on down. Then Connor goes in for a slap, then I slap him, and then it just begins in the fight.
So, Dylan, what is the idea of being a friend?
don't ready to run and care for each other.
Connor, what do you see out for him?
Real important person.
Is Dylan an important person to you?
Not much.
Not much. So he's not a friend?
No, he's not.
Not a friend? Well, Dylan, do you see Connor as a friend?
Well, yeah, because he's my cousin.
Because he's your cousin?
Yeah.
So why do you not see Dylan as a friend, Connor?
Because I did see him as a friend until he started acting all hard.
Your idea of a friend is an important person. Anything else?
Someone I play with a lot, and I protect them, and they protect me.
And they protect you. In the past, has Dylan done that for you?
I've protected him a lot, but...
Only once, probably.
No, not.
But has he protected you? Has he been a friend to you in the past?
Like, protecting-wise?
Well, maybe I took the blame for something for you.
If it's physically, then no. But if it's like you took the blame for me, then yes.
So is that as a friend for you?
Yes.
So you could see Dylan being your friend again?
Maybe. If he stops acting all hard, like...
Dylan, he has accused you of acting hard. In what way is it? Are you doing this? I don't understand.
I don't act hard. Well, sometimes when I'm with my mates, but I don't act hard all the time.
Well, most of the time, like in school, sometimes.
Okay. So are you going to address that, Dylan? Are you going to maybe not act the way Connor has asked? What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a possibility that we can move on and be friends?
Yeah.
What are we going to do now?
Make up, shake hands.
There you go. Thank you. Every time I see these kids, and that's why I see in an area like this, and they're fighting, it's just bringing me right back. It brings me right back to... I think the... when I couldn't control things, when I had no control, I was like those kids. I sorted everything out. Fighting, and when the drink comes in and you really can't manage your emotions and... things just got worse for me. Just went from bad to worse. And... And that was tough. That was tough for me, really. Sit with your back straight. I want you to close your eyes. For the next 1 minute, I want you to think of nothing. Think of nothing. Try your best. Okay, open your eyes. Is it possible to think about nothing?
Yes.
Yes, it's possible to think about nothing. Can you say why?
Because if you think of blackness, which is nothing, you're thinking about nothing.
Okay.
It's possible, but at the same time, it's really hard because if you're thinking of nothing and just total blackness, you're still thinking. Because you're thinking of total blackness.
Ah,
So I did it and I wasn't thinking of anything, but do you know what happened? Right, so I just decided to roll my eyes down. Do you know, I see my throat. I actually see my throat. I was like, oh, that's creamy out.
Okay, so when you were trying to think of nothing, what? You imagined that your eyes had rolled to see your throat?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Listen, that's his thinking. That's his thinking. Remember, it's Currying philosophy. Everybody's opinion matters. Holy Cross boys. Now, again, we have no confirmed reports of anybody with coronavirus. If there were, I would be informed. There's an awful lot of panic, and I know we're all very well read on this coronavirus. Now, this coronavirus is real, and we want to do the best for the children of this area, and that's what we're about. We are about children. So just stay well, stay safe. That's all I can say.
So funny.
Morning, hi Arva. Great boy, another wee one too. Great boy, rub a dub dub. That's you, superstar. Morning. You get your super juice before school?
Good man.
Hey. You want to do Elmo?
There you go, Elmo.
Is that must be one of our old ones in his new uniform?
Oh, so it is. Hi, Connor.
Hi, miss.
Is it going okay?
Yeah.
Anybody in your class you know and all?
No, it's my first time going.
Oh, 21st day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, I hope it goes great. You look brilliant anyway, won't you?
I got my own mask, don't worry.
Oh, have you? Oh, boy. Well, listen, have a great day, won't you? Do us proud.
Yes.
Right, now you're representing Holy Cross, don't forget. Mm-hmm. All right. Once a Holy Cross boy.
Always a Holy Cross boy.
Remember that, okay?
I know over lockdown, you've been spending a lot of time on the internet. So, the question I'm asking you is this. What experiences have you of bullying online?
An anonymous account started texting me and calling me names. So I was playing Minecraft on Hunger Games, like, just messing around. And then I got a friend request from someone, and I accepted it, and she was sent to me, come follow me on this, like, I forget what she said to follow her on, and she said she'll send me naked pics. And then I typed her that I am 10 years old, and I started just talking to her, and then I blocked her instantly, and then just went back to playing.
You handled that well.
My Fortnite, and they said I'm a smart fridge, and then they say you're garbage.
Someone hacked in my Instagram account and put up all my story. I'm gonna kill myself.
Put up on your story. You were gonna kill yourself. You were.
No, they just put up I'm gonna kill myself. My family thought.
Cross. Macaravy was the boss, but Elvis was the king. He always loved to sing, but he could not do the floss.
Was that me doing the floss or wearing bras? Brilliant floss.
So, the idea we had, the Greek pillars,
yeah,
your philosophers, and then just along here, like one of your
quotes. That would be amazing. Now all we need to do is secure the wall.
They're going there, right beside the school.
Where?
There.
Oh, you mean that wall? It'd be nice for them. It'd be nice. To have Connor as the thinker. It's terrific. There's no one on my team here who tried all the strategies that we talked about. And Connor really did try them.
back in there.
Your family. Family stick together. Family shouldn't be fighting, shouldn't be quarrelling. I should not be putting two cousins into detention. When we thought the first time this happened, it would be solved, that the two of them would work things out, Carla. Here. They would work things out.
Yes, sir.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that hasn't worked out. Why has it not worked out? I mean, yesterday, the answer you gave me in philosophy was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I was looking, going, wow. And then you lost your emotions today, didn't you?
It's just sometimes when my daddy says, if anybody starts to hear that, you always have them back.
Socrates. People want you to believe their answers. They don't want you to think for yourself. It's time to think for yourself. Challenge statements that you hear. Challenge it. But what if anything that you hear? Everything that all of your families went through, I do not think they want to go through it again. And that's violence, boys. Violence breeds violence. It never stops. But you boys have the power to stop it. It's not about who can punch the hardest or who can hurt someone the most. But I'm trying to get across here something that is in all of our homes that we're trying to break down, that we're trying to get into the heads of our parents as to why. Why do you think like that? Why do you want me to be that person? Why do you want me to be you and not me? I'm not you. I'm me. Okay, I want to show you how to question your parent. Okay? Cole is my father. I'm his son. He has told me I've always got a hit back. No matter what. No matter what, I've got a hit back. Oh, Da. Had a hard day at school today.
What happened?
I got hit in the yard today again, Daddy.
And did you hit back?
No.
I told you it's better to hit back.
See, when you hit back, Daddy, how did it make you feel inside?
Tiny bit proud, a tiny bit doubtful.
What sort of emotions were you feeling then, Daddy?
Sorrow. Feeling bad.
You see, Daddy, that's the way I feel. If I hit him back, it makes me the same as him. I don't want to be the same as him, Daddy. And I know you want me to hit back, and I know that's the way you were brought up, but I just don't want to hit anybody. I want to solve it. I mean, I could go to the teachers and the classroom assistants, or I could come and talk to you and hope that you sit down and not tell me to go out and hit.
Okay, then. That's okay.
I'm a good then?
Yes.
Do you know what, Daddy? I love you. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Is he away early? That's it. Elvis is getting it. Elvis is in the bin.
I'm going to send him a photograph.